This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We are continuing to comb through Limitless to see Hugh Douglas' scene in the movie.
I found it.
Oh, I can't wait to have this coming up. When you watched it, A-list actor Hugh Douglas?
Oh, I mean, you gotta just see his face, man.
He just
put his soul into it.
Casually told us earlier he knows Bradley Cooper. We didn't believe him. Well, he's acted with him.
I ain't lying.
It's really just like a grunt.
I had a line.
It's a line.
Well, all right,
a line.
We'll be the judge of that.
It counts as a line.
Yeah, it does. I mean, is it on your IMDb?
Yeah, it is.
Okay,
it is.
Well, then it counts.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
A-list actor Hugh R.
It's this enormous IMDb catalog.
Right. You have to scroll all the way down. All right.
Well, give me to Summertime. I'm going to get some of these Tubi movies, and then y'all are going to really gonna get my respect.
Is that really how it's going to go?
I doubt
well,
it.
Well, probably not, but still.
We need to rent out a theater and have Tubi watching night with Hughes, the premiere of Hughes' movie.
Yeah, well, Hughes' Tubi movie review.
Oh, I can't wait. All right, we'll get back to your phone calls in a few minutes here. 2024, 2017, which year was more special for you? But last night, if you missed it, you're going to want to check it out. It was on NFL Network last night, Mic'd Up. They do it every year, the Super Bowl edition of Mic'd Up. I missed the first airing, but then I was able to DVR it and watch a little bit this morning before I came in. I'm sure it's going to be on again, and YouTube will start.
It is finally on YouTube.
Okay, so you can find it wherever you want to grab it.
I was upset last night.
Yeah, you missed it. But it's really good. But we were able to find a lot of the best stuff from that Mic'd Up. Let's start here with a few of these. How about the moment and the scene after the pass interference call early in the game on A.J. Brown?
3 minutes and 10 seconds into the first quarter. Hurts back. He is going deep down the far side of the field. It is caught by A.J. Brown inside the 20. A.J. Brown, and there's a flag down.
Pass interference. Number 11.
Oh, don't like that one bit. This is too critical of a game.
I don't want to get into a game of criticizing officials.
Well, why not?
That's a phantom call.
That's a terrible call.
A terrible call. Eagles should be threatening down to the 10.
Hey, 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 dude! Hey! your game. Keep playing your game. That's a hell of a play right there.
You good, baby. Good play. Good play. Good play.
You know what I like about that? That was a tough moment, and there was just nothing but positivity in the sideline. We got this.
No, you get it back. You get it back. Because, you know, watching that, and when that happened, you're like, oh, man, here we go. You know, because you're like, here we go. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't the case. Definitely was not the case.
You know, so in the moment, my takeaway wasn't really so much like, look, I wouldn't have called it. He did touch his helmet. I think that's why they called it. But I actually, when I saw it, I was like, that was a great throw by Jalen.
Yes, it was.
Jalen's locked in.
Locked in.
I was like, all right, whatever. It's one possession. But Jalen making a nice pass there, that caught my attention more. All right, let's go to our next one here. The one we've heard a lot. But how about the mic'd up version of Cooper DeJean's pick six?
Do you believe us? That's a hell of a birthday present. You keep doing that, you're going to have even a better one. Keep going.
Hey. You saw I had the two guys to the flat, so you came off and stole a crosser?
I saw it. Yeah.
That's some veteran-ass I am that That's some veteran-ass
Good. We knew that was coming. All
hey, 10
That's the first one, though. That's one.
Hey, Q. We right here. We right here. Y'all right back at it.
We can go, kid. I really appreciate it. Thanks, kid.
Every time y'all make a play, every time you make a play, just keep in mind everyone right here, right here, right here. So that clock strikes zero, you feel me?
We can get excited for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Even Kill. Yeah, I know this was so bad.
Hold on.
Breathe in on three. One, two, three.
Oh. Hey,
right here, baby.
Nice.
Right here, baby.
Let's go.
My favorite part of that was the ball. I think that's Bond talking to Cooper on the sideline, saying that that's veteran stuff. That's veteran stuff. Because we had when Brian Dawkins was on this yesterday, Hugh, he kind of broke down what Cooper did there, and he saw that Mahomes was going to throw back across his body, and he kind of jumped back into the middle of the field because he was kind of more towards the sideline, and he kind of read his eyes like he's going back behind.
Yeah, that's one of those things that when you talk about it, it's more instincts than you know game plan. It's instincts.
The game plan gets him in the zone, but then he's got to do it.
Yeah, it's instincts. And you know, to be locked in and on the same page and knowing and understanding where your help is and your coverage is, that's phenomenal. Like, they didn't play like rookies this year.
Mm-mm.
They didn't play like rookies, man. And they didn't make the kind of mistakes that rookies normally make. That's on the coach and their preparation during the course of the week, man. They were prepared. And, you know, we had a chance to talk to Coop early in the year. And he talked about how, you know, Slay helped him out and how him and Quinyon, they would bounce ideas off of one another. Even when he was hurt, they were doing that. So, yeah, that's phenomenal.
You know, as you said that and how they didn't play like rookies, one of the reasons that it seemed like it was the fit here with Vic Fangio was going to work is I remember early in the season, like training camp and mini camp, I remember we kept talking about how he doesn't lie. Like, Vic Fangio was very honest every time he was asked by a player. And things that stood out to me now that I think back in retrospect. One, I remember him in training camp saying how much he liked Milton Williams and he wanted the Dolphins to trade for him. He also, every time he was asked to about Quinyon and Cooper, he said, they're, what was his quote? It was something like, they're young in birth certificate, but they're not young in play.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember back in minicamp when he was shouting out Zach Bond before anybody even knew he was on the team. Like, Vic was pretty honest the whole time about what he was seeing, and obviously he knew what he had here. Let's listen to the Zach Bond interception as the Eagles go from 17-0 to on the doorstep to 24-0.
Feel good?
Feel great.
I'm going to get one.
17-0 Eagles. The Chiefs have had the ball at their own 12, 2, 30, and 6. Mahomes is back. He steps up. Is an unbelievable athlete, and he shows it right here, Merrill. Patrick Mahomes, as he's going to throw it, he's hit in the body, forcing an errant throw, and Zach Bond, what a story. Does a great job reaching out, snagging the football, and turning them over with a great opportunity to put more points on the board.
Hey, Nick, I told you you called that. I dropped it in practice, made that in the game.
Hey, keep going. Keep going. Till the clock strikes zero. Till the clock strikes zero. Stay here.
So Bond called his pick. He said, I'm going to get one, and then he got one.
That's watching a lot of film, man. I mean, you know, it's amazing. And I can't stress to you enough how much watching film and understanding tendencies. That's what he's talking about. He was talking about tendencies. And with that pass rush doing what it was able to do, they put the quarterback under stress, and he was able to make that play.
And that, you know, I watched that replay back this morning. That was not an easy play. It was kind of thrown right to him, but he also had to make an athletic play.
He had to stretch his body, and he was almost falling down, too, to make that play. Yeah, that was phenomenal.
It could have easily just been an incomplete pass that we didn't talk much about. Like, it was just an errant throw by Mahomes. He almost threw a pick, but it wasn't. But that was a nice catch by Bond. And then they get to go up 24-0. 215-592-9494. We'll fast forward in the mic'd up and bring you some more coming up in a little bit. Let's go to A. Greeny, who's up next. What's up, A. Greeny?
Yeah, fellas. How you doing?
A. Greeny, how we doing?
Dude, never better, Joe. What a great week to be in this area, man. I don't live in this area anymore, but, you know, I had to come back before Sunday. I've been here all week, and just the vibes are high. Like, victory is in the air, Joe.
You going to be at the parade tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. First one, I couldn't make 2018 because I didn't live in the area either. I got to figure this stuff out. But, yeah, I'm soaked. I got 30 Natty Lights in my backpack. About to be walking around the whole city, Broad Street. Can't wait, man.
That sounds like a day to me. 30 Natty Lights.
They're all getting dreaded. I'm deleting every
single one of them. This is a BYOB situation.
I don't expect any less. All
right. Wait a minute. How are you keeping them cold, though?
I'm hoping that the cold helps me out a little bit, but honestly, I'm going to have to drink them quick. How many could you drink?
Tomorrow? You know what? I'm not really a beer drinker, but I can sprint through a bottle of liquor. That doesn't sound like that's that's not nothing to be proud of, though, is it?
Tomorrow you can be proud of it.
Like, hey, listen, if I give me some stateside, I the smaller bottle,
sure.
I can handle that by my damn self.
So A. Greeny, it's been like 20 years since I had a backpack full of beer walking around. But here's what I would say: the cold will help. Also, the faster you drink it, the better off you are in terms of it will stay cold.
That sounds like a lot of bathroom going, though, bro.
Yeah, I know. I'm worried about that too. And I typically go to the bathroom more than your average guy. So
you know what's
not
funny? A. Greeny, you just made me think of something, and I heard this. People that, like, when they go to the New Year's Day parades, when they go to the New Year's, they wear diapers.
Are you suggesting
that? Yeah, I'm good off that, Hugh.
No, Greeny, I'm not telling you wear a diaper. It was just a piece of useless information that I had that somebody told me.
Yeah.
They say people wear diapers at stuff like
that. It actually may be useful information to them.
Yeah, because people probably, it's going to be some cats that got diapers on today. I mean, tomorrow.
No judgment.
Sure.
You want to wear a diaper? Yeah, wear a diaper.
But I mean, at this grown-ass age, peeing in a diaper don't seem like
you might just stink, but you'll be in a large crowd, so nobody's going to know where it's coming from.
And then the volume of urine that's going to be in that diaper, that's a long day.
They're heavy duty now.
Well, would you rather that or just have an accident, Hugh? That's the whole purpose.
Well,
it's to protect
all,
for the accident.
Like I said, liquor's quicker. That's why I'm like, hey, if I was drinking, I got me a bottle of Stateside.
No, I've never done it.
Or some nice little bourbon.
But I would imagine.
Or some Stateside bourbon.
Well, you could. There you go. So you bring it to tomorrow?
No, because I got to work.
Now, I would imagine the diaper is more for if it's a last resort rather than what you're going to use. You know what I mean? Like, you don't intend to use it. It's in case you're in a bad spot.
Well, I think that a lot of people are probably going to be – there's going to be a lot of bad decisions made tomorrow. There's probably going to be a lot of debauchery. There's probably going to – it's Valentine's Day.
You know, I'm not going to lie. I'm considering the diaper tomorrow.
Hey, Greeny, you called to talk about what I'm sorry, dog.
Go ahead.
The floor is
2017, 2024. We got into diaper talk. That's our bad.
My bad.
So Joe, I got something to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm calling to say that 2017, 2018 was more special than this year. And I'm sorry to say it. And I'm ready to tell you why. You ready?
I'm listening.
All right. So I think the Eagles won that Super Bowl in 2017, 2018 because somebody sold their soul and or Nick Foles played with the right hand of God. I mean, those throws that he was just putting in the breadbasket, Clement, Alshon, just absolutely ridiculous. Like, we had all of the football gods on our side for that one. We were the underdogs. I thought it was going to be just like Super Bowl 39, man. Like, we were playing Brady and Belichick again. Like, they've been there so many times since that. We hadn't. No one on this team, no players had been there. Not the coach. Like, no one on the staff. I was like, dude, this is going to be just like Super Bowl 39. I'm so terrified. And I just I thought we had a chance, but you know I didn't think we. It shocked me when we won, Joe. Right this year, I knew we had them. We won the Super Bowl this year because we're the best team in the NFL. We have the best front office. We have the best owner. We have the best GM, and people want to come here because we have the best city too, man. I love being here. I love coming home. Like I knew we had him, and I won a lot more money this year betting because of it. It was almost a little disappointing in that sense, just because obviously you remember Super Bowl 52 came down to that last throw, last second, like everyone holding their breath. Brady bombs it. I think it's going to come down. Someone's going to come down with it, or PI, get him down to the one. But like this, I mean, you know, we were celebrating when that clock struck zero. Super Bowl 52, this one, man. I mean, I knew it was game over at halftime. So,
yeah. You know, I'd say the difference was that was magical, and this was more just excellence and dominance.
Agreed. I'm not complaining. I love, you're not going to catch me complaining, Joe. I love this team. I love everybody on this team. But, I mean, yeah, you make me pick one easily, our franchise's first Super Bowl. I could not believe the amount of people I heard this morning say that this one was more special. Just not. It's more dominant and more cool. But special, get the heck out of here, man.
Hey, Greeny, good phone call. Enjoy tomorrow, diaper or not, and keep that beer cold. All right, buddy?
Hey, appreciate it, boys. Thanks for the call. Let's go, Bears!
There he goes. Hey, Greeny, considering the diaper. He's got the 30 beers ready to go tomorrow. Sounds like a day.
30 beers, though. That's a lot of beer. Yeah. That's a lot of beer.
It's a Super Bowl parade, man.
Yes, yeah, it is.
They just don't come around often.
And I mean, you think about it. It's light beer, and it's an all-day affair.
That's right.
And who knows? Maybe A. Greeny could put him away. I mean, he sounds like he can.
Oh, I know for a fact he can.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like someone who only has one or two when he goes out. Yeah,
no, 30 Natty Lights and a diaper is a day.
Natty Lights. Wait a minute.
What is natural light.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I haven't had it since college.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
I don't think I've had it since like high school.
I had it in college because it's cheaper. So
he's a young cat.
I mean, maybe he just took a liking to it, or maybe he's younger.
Yeah.
I can't imagine walking around with 30 Natty Lights in my, you know, backpack.
Yeah.
The beers, I know it's going to get lighter as you drink it, but, you know, you also get more inebriated.
But it's like a workout. You start off, you feel good, you feel strong, and then,
A. Greeny's my cousin, by the way.
Oh, okay.
So.
He is?
Yeah.
So he can put him down.
He's an electric factory.
Yeah. It sounds like it. So, I don't think I've had a Natty Light.
So I know who Kyle hanging out with tomorrow.
I haven't had a Natty Light in like 18 years, maybe 15. From my remembrance, though, they go down like water. They're very light.
It's dangerous.
They go down fast.
Only time I really drink beer is when I'm trying not to drink too much liquor. Because I will chase. I'm what they call it, a highball, not a highball.
You chase it. You chase the liquor with the beer.
Yeah, it's a highball.
That's
right?
What I do too. Yeah,
it's a highball, right?
I don't know.
I forgot what they call it, but anyway, it's the beer and the shot.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the beer and the shot.
Oh yeah.
But when I'm at home,
a citywide is what they would call it around here.
That's
actually.
What it is.
Yeah.
I know it's the name because it's the beer and the shot, and they tell you what kind of beer you want.
Yes,
so I would get like the whatever beer I was drinking and whatever shot I was on. But man, when I'm at home, it's straight liquor
and a diaper
and a diaper.
A diaper at home.
Lazy days.
I'm not getting up from this seat all day. His bed.
No, but I like. Number two in a diaper, though?
No, number one.
No.
See, you're getting to the age where you might need a diaper for different reasons,
bro,
though.
Listen.
2 days in a row, calling this guy old.
I ain't wearing no diaper. Unless, I guess I ain't got no, if I got no choice.
Yeah, it's not up to you, pal.
I don't think anyone, does it willingly. It's more like.
No, sometimes, speaking of that, as an older guy.
I'm like tomorrow.
Make sure, seriously, all jokes aside, don't. Like, if you're an older guy, don't be playing with your bladder, man. When it's time to go, go.
Well, then you might need the diaper.
Yeah, you might need that diaper.
I think it's a time for a poll question. Is it crazy? Is it a crazy idea to wear a diaper?
It's going to be some diaper wearing tomorrow.
Well, if there's a million people at the parade, how would you ballpark 1,000 diapers? 500 diapers? I don't think that's too many diapers. I think
that's a lot
of
diapers.
It's a normal amount. Jesse in Philly. What's up, Jesse?
Hey, guys.
What's up, Jesse?
Hey, Jesse.
All right. Say, Hugh Douglas, you're the man.
What's going on?
What's going on, Hugh?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right, brother.
So what are you feeling, Jesse?
Dude,
2024, 2017, which one was more special to you?
2017.
How come?
When we beat the Patriots. Oh. It was my favorite year.
Because?
What's going on here?
It's Thursday, man. He probably pregame.
Did you know he called us?
Yeah, you know what, Jesse? We love you. No, it's my fault. I said earlier today's the pregame show for the parade tomorrow. I didn't know that meant everyone had started.
Everybody started already. Yeah, but pre-game.
That's
it's
okay.
Also tough to follow up that call from A. Greeny.
Yeah. When you follow up an electric factory.
No, he went down the rabbit hole with us.
The diaper stuff?
Yeah, yeah. He went right there with us. Those are the best. So, okay, like somebody asked me.
Uh-oh.
The outfit for tomorrow. I know you're wearing something Eagles. I am too.
Yeah, yeah.
But people are like literally workshopping their outfits for tomorrow. Like, what are some, like, I would be curious to hear some of the outfits. Because some of the outfits, the one guy, remember a few weeks ago? He's probably, I can't remember his name because a lot of people DM me and stuff. But he has an Eagles uniform, an Eagles outfit.
I remember this, yeah.
You remember that?
Yep.
I'm pretty sure he's going to be there. How many people you think are going to be dressed up as mummers?
I was thinking that. There'd probably be quite a few because that's become like a parade symbol, especially with the, you know, Kelsey last time. I could see a good number of mummers, sure.
You probably see a ton of one jerseys, a ton of ones, a bunch of 62s.
This is the time to wear them, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm just saying there's going to be some, who's going to, like there's going to be a couple people out there scantily clad.
Yeah, of course.
Because it's Valentine's Day.
Oh, you think that? Like, yeah.
Oh,
you
mean people in just diapers?
No, I think there's gonna, you know, probably some guys. There's gonna be some dudes with no shirt on. I mean, that's gonna happen.
Yeah.
But like I'm just saying, you know, it's probably gonna be some young ladies out there that are gonna be trying to find them an Eagles player
on Valentine's Day.
That's what I'm saying.
Love
yeah, it's
is
gonna
in
be
air.
Some. It's gonna some probably be some inappropriate sundress wearing.
Sundress it's gonna be 30 degrees.
Some people don't care, man. Like, I've seen pictures
30
where,
degrees in
yeah,
a
some people are going to be out there trying to, you know, they're going to be
forget about it.
Getting, I think
getting chose.
All right, there will be more, I'm going to prediction, more people wearing diapers than sundresses tomorrow. It's 30
There's
degrees.
There's going to be a couple people out there that are going to be scantily. Tank tops. There's going to be some tank
okay,
tops
Okay, that's
there.
A little different than a sundress.
Okay, yeah, tank tops.
Sundress
top.
Season, I think, differently.
Tank top.
Something tells me a backpack full of 30 natty lights. You're not really thinking about being warm.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Kyle, because I know it feels like tonight. Because I'm staying in the city tonight. It feels like tonight, walking around the city, because I want to go to the movies too. So walking around the city is going to be a chore. I'll give y'all a man about town type deal
okay.
If I go around in the city tonight.
Oh, how about that? Man on the scene, Hugh Douglas.
Scene. I'm just going to start. I'll probably text you guys and be like, man, it's a madhouse down here.
All right. Before we go any further, can we hear some more from the Mic'd Up last on NFL Network? Let's hear Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts here. We're a little, you know, talking about a smile and some joy in this game.
I can't lie to you, bro. That last one changed my soul, man. That ain't ever over till the fat lady sang, you know.
That last one changed my soul.
We still say we're allowed to say that when the fat lady.
Well, he
the
did.
The rotund individual.
Yeah, I think once you win the Super Bowl, I think
you can say whatever you want to say.
Yeah, you got a week to say whatever you want. All right, how about the Gatorade? Did you guys notice? It was Devontae and AJ, and they almost got caught, and then they tried to hide.
Yeah, they were slick.
It's not easy to hide with an entire Gatorade thing in your hair, but they did it, and then they got Sirianni. Here's how that sounded.
Great job, Coach.
He took out a few guys.
The world champs.
World champ.
Yeah, we're there!
Jalen Hurts gonna smile now?
And that bit hit 0-0.
Hey, man. That's you. That's you.
Come on.
That's you.
All of us, man.
I know it's all of us, but you don't understand the difference you made. You know, we right there, but we like that last piece, man.
Yeah, the Gatorade thing is one of my favorite things every year. And
to me, the last piece thing, that was powerful.
The Saquon and Jalen.
Saquon was glue. He was the glue that this team needed, man. I mean, with his positive vibes and his I'm happy. I am so happy for them and the adversity that they faced and to be able to persevere and for them to change the narrative. Because if they wouldn't have won, come on, let's be honest, then – you know, some people are like, hey, well, you know, he might not be the guy.
Oh, of course.
You know, he's holding us back. Because I heard it. I heard it. I heard it a lot. I heard it be said a lot about this quarterback.
You know what it would have been if they had lost? I think the conversation would have been like, is this Rams Jared Goff good enough to get them there, but they need to upgrade to? And that would have been, obviously if he didn't play well, he played really well the first time, but he played great. And the Saquon part of this, I underestimated that. We all knew he could play. I didn't realize the leader he was. I didn't realize how selfless he was. Maybe they did, and good on them for that intel. But that quote by Jalen, I know it's all of us, but you don't understand the difference you made. That was awesome. Let's hear one more here. BG to Jalen Hurts at the end.
It's after the game.
I love you, bro.
You worked your ass off. Hey, you deserve everything, baby. Nobody can take it from you.
Never.
Yeah! Boy, I appreciate you.
Appreciate you, too.
Appreciate you. Let them know. Let the boys know, man. Tell them to get off your back. Let's go.
I love to hear it, man.
Yeah, especially coming from BG, because there's...
He knows what it is.
He knows what it's like to be doubted here and then succeed. He also... BG remembers every step of the way with Jalen. I mean, when he was drafted here, people hated the pick. It was the most criticized second-round draft pick you'll ever see. And then what he's become is remarkable. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to your phone calls here. 2017 or 2024, which one was more special to you? Plus, the Eagles got some serious motivation from something the Chiefs did before this game. This is cool. We'll tell you about it next. Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Behind every champion is a great night's sleep. Mattress Warehouse has helped some of the best on the field find their perfect mattress. You can do it, too, with Bed Match. Let me tell y'all a little bit about Bed Match, man. I went to the store, and I basically laid in the bed. They put in some numbers, boop, 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 and I moved around a little bit, and they found the perfect mattress for me. And let me tell you, when they did that, man, I always sleep like a baby, but I really sleep like a baby now. And now during the President's Day sale, you can sleep like a baby, too. You can save up to $1,000 warehouse-wide. Plus, you get a free adjustable base on select mattresses. Rest assured, because when you buy a mattress at Mattress Warehouse, you have a one-year price guarantee on your purchase. Find a better price at a local competitor, and guess what? Mattress Firm will match it, plus 50% of the difference. And with free next-day delivery, hey, you could be sleeping like a baby tomorrow. Shop now or find a location nearest you at mattresswarehouse.com. That's mattresswarehouse.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here on this Thursday, the day before the parade. It's
the
parade day. Hugh, are you ready for tomorrow? Tomorrow's going to be an incredible Philadelphia day.
It's going to be a day for the ages, man. I mean, I'm excited to see all the Philadelphians that are going to be there. All the Eagles fans, man. I'm just a little jealous. But not gonna lie.
But we are part of it, Hugh.
Not really.
Well, we are. We are.
Well, not really.
We are. We're like the soundtrack to the parade.
Well, we're not gonna be able to get banged up like
everybody. We're not a part of it.
Because we're not gonna be able to get banged up.
But we have correspondents in the field.
I wanna be banged up with everybody else. I wanna be singing Fly Eagles Fly.
You could do that.
Slurred speech, spelling Eagles wrong with everybody else.
You did that 2 weeks ago without being banged up.
I did do that. I wanna fall asleep in the crowd. That's what I probably wouldn't fall asleep. But you get what I'm saying?
I have said over and
totally
over this week.
Totally sober. Going to be totally sober at the parade.
1 p.m., you leave the show, and you go into the crowd, crowd surfing Douglas.
I can't even do that.
I think you should. Anyway, tomorrow, we're going to be, don't forget, Assembly Rooftop at the Logan Philadelphia's Hotel, and all the parade coverage brought to you by your local Tri-State Toyota dealers. And Hugh, our friends over at Del Frisco's just showed up. Means that, Hugh, there's food out there.
Oh, we got some, man, so, I got some free.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah. Look at God. They got some free food for the day. Oh, got some Del Frisco's.
Well, if we lose Hugh this segment, there's a reason why.
No, I'm watching. You know I'm watching the door because you know we got some scavengers.
You might lose me too.
We got some scavengers.
You want me to tell you what's over there? You want me to tell you what's over there? Well,
we got some steak. I know we got some steak.
Kobe strip loin, 32-ounce tomahawk steak, twice baked truffle potatoes, and some lemon cake that Rio always talks about.
The lemon cake.
Yeah, usually when they bring the lemon cake, I take a big piece.
Yeah, I just want I want some of that tomahawk.
Well, and tomorrow you can celebrate the Eagles parade at Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse on 15th at Chestnut. Doors open tomorrow at 1 p.m. Enjoy the featured Eagles Victory VIP Martini, and their full menu will be available.
Oh, that's going to be packed tomorrow, too.
The parade will be on all their TVs, so hanging out at the bar, you can make a reservation for a table. Plus, they still have availability Sunday for a belated Valentine's Day, so make your reservation before it's too late in case you're behind because the whole parade thing.
Sunday.
Yep. Or you want to bring whoever you want to bring.
I'm just saying.
Bring whoever. Go Sunday. All right, 215-592-9494.
Way to go, Del Frisco's.
Yes.
Looking out for the side pieces everywhere.
Well, looking out for whoever needs to go to Del Frisco's on Sunday. Now, we appreciate them coming in and bringing us some lunch today. All right, Hugh, so before we go back to the phones here, talking about 2017, 2022, which is the one, 2024, which is the one that meant more to you and was more special. How about this? Milton Williams shared this, that the Eagles were motivated by all of the three-peat stuff from the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, they should have been.
I like that.
The coin in the phrase, three-peat. Yep. They went out and bought the patent on three-peat.
They took it from Pat Riley. Pat Riley three-peated that all those years ago with the Lakers. But, yeah, the Chiefs were all over that. I love this stuff when teams get you don't have to be motivated to win the Super Bowl anyway, but there's like a little extra. Like, you guys are already planning the celebration. We didn't even start the game.
No, that's how that's what I heard, how Belichick got his team motivated to beat the brakes off of us.
He found
the parade route.
Yeah.
And he talked about it. Man, listen, this is one of those things where, that plays directly into the adversity that the Eagles have felt all year long. And you saw that. Man, again, I can't stress to you enough. That was a man whooper, man. There was nothing. Everybody talk, Big Red didn't scheme that. There was no scheme for ass whoopings. Like Mike Tyson said, everybody got a plan until you get punched in the face.
Yeah.
And you saw a face punching. So much so that Travis had on his Boogie Nice outfit and he had the nice little haircut. And he knew in that game there was nothing he could do because the Eagles were on one.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when CJ GJ was talking all that trash, it was nothing you could do. Cause if you would have put your hands on it, you was gonna get jumped. You was about to get whooped. So it was one of those, hey man, you look at your clock, Joe, and say, let's let the clock run out on his ass. Woman.
Let's get out of here.
Let's just get out of here. That's it. Cause like I told you, I talked to folks there and they say, and I was like, hey man, love you guys. And guys are like, hey, man, we just got our ass kicked.
So off of that, and then we'll go right back to the phones here. We were just playing some of the clips from the mic'd up. So when I was watching it this morning, I was waiting to see if there was a breaking point with the body language and the voices of the Chiefs. I found it. So every time Mahomes got stopped with a sack or the interceptions, they did go to him and like he was mic'd up. And I felt like the first half of the game, he stayed positive. But remember the first drive of the second half when they had fourth down, I think, and they went for it and didn't get it?
Mm-hmm.
He went back to the sidelines, Mahomes, and he was like, oh. Like you, it
he
felt,
knew it.
Yeah, it felt like there was a moment of, oh, it's just not our
night. Back's broken.
Yeah, there was a moment where they broke him, and it was like a spiritual thing where he realized we can't do anything. We can't move the football. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones here. Curtis is in New Jersey. Hey, Curtis.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Curtis? We're doing well, buddy. What's up?
Good. So this year was super special because Jalen got to silence all the naysayers. I have special memories from actually all four of the Eagles Super Bowls dating back to when Hugh played. I know he may not remember it, but I was upstairs with the players when pregame when they were getting their hair cut. My buddy was the barber for Molly and Doogie. And Hugh and I actually rode the elevator downstairs on the way when he was on his way to the game. He had a burgundy suit on, if I remember correctly. Then the year that we won, I actually was a fan for the game. The year that we lost to Kansas City, I actually worked the game. I had row one. And this year I worked the game, and I had the pleasure of escorting the players' families on the field. So it's been a great run, and I appreciate the Eagles and Hugh and WIP for all that they do. But I'll say this year was special because Jalen got to silence the naysayers. Thank you.
Yeah, Curtis, man, good fun. Curtis got himself an experience with all the Super Bowls. He's been around them all. He even was with Hugh, when you got your haircut, 2004.
I don't remember. But, I mean, that's not to say it didn't happen. I don't have a
was that would that be a typical thing, like game day or before you get your haircut?
No.
You had hair
not
then.
For me. Yeah, I had hair, but it was starting to go.
Yeah.
The hairline was starting to back up.
Yeah, did you know it then, or you were in denial?
No, you know what's funny? And it's a picture, and you'll see it. When I got back to town, it was a little shortcut, but my hairline started by my ears.
Oh.
And I was like, dog, that's a bad look. So I cut it off. I hate that picture. As a matter of fact, it's the one that's on the Philly Goat t-shirt. I was like, out of all the pictures, y'all want to pick out. Y'all pick the receding hairline picture.
I got to order that one.
Don't do that. It was the receding. And they were like, hey, the picture was nice. But I was like, damn. They would pick out of all the pictures of me in the Eagles outfit. They want to pick the one where my hairline is receding. Okay. I mean, you know, whatever.
Oh, yeah, I found it here. Yeah, that
thing was going. You see it backpedaling? You see that thing backpedaling, man?
That hair starts way up top.
No, and then you look at the younger pictures. You see how the nice little hairline? And in that picture, that was the one where I realized, I was like, yeah, I better go ahead and
right, that one
come
right there?
Yeah, come on home. I was like, yeah, I better come on home.
You had to at that point. All right, Violet in Virginia's up. What's up, Violet?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Violet.
How are you?
What's up, Violet?
Yeah, sorry, that's my little chihuahua barking in the background.
Oh, no worries. We have dogs
He's
barking on the show all the time.
He's about the Eagles win.
Of course he is.
All right, so I really struggled with which one for me. I mean, obviously, the Nick Foles was special because that whole ride was magical. But for me, it was this one. This one edges it out just because... Just everything. I mean, it had controversy. It had ups and downs. The guys went through so much. Jalen went through so much. Nick Sirianni went through so much. And we rise above all of it. And for me, the other thing, too, it's going to forever be ingrained in my mind. It was just like the perfect day. Like, I got up. I went to the gym. I was freaking doing Eagles cheers everywhere. I came home, my husband and I did pre-gaming, we did mimosas, we got ready for the game, we watched all kinds of football, and man, our Eagles just kicked some major Kansas City butt.
Yes, they did. For 3 hours, it was a butt-whooping. The best part, Violet, was how no one ever does that to Patrick Mahomes, and they did it.
And I loved it. I loved it. I loved it, loved it, loved it. And I have some guys that I would love to hear talk.
Yeah, who do you want to hear tomorrow?
I know this is going to sound really weird, but just because of everything that he's been through, I'd like to hear Bryce Huff.
Say what?
Just like you, yeah.
Want to hear Bryce? Well, I said it jokingly. I think Violet's serious.
Well, maybe she is.
No, I am serious. I like to hear like kind of off-the-cuff people. And, of course, I'd love to hear AJ, Jalen, Nick, and BG. And I can't wait to hear Nick. And you know what? And I love the fact, it was so funny because they were talking about whether he was going to cry or not during the Super Bowl, during the anthem. That was not a tear-jerking type of anthem.
No, so
you know what I mean?
I was actually...
Like Whitney was.
Oh, sure. Oh, that was a powerful one back in the day in Tampa. Yeah, Violet, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, Sirianni tomorrow is going to be electric. He needs to have himself a time and get up to the microphone and do his thing there. And I that's the one. I mean, him, Howie. Yeah, the Bryce Huff thing. You know, the reaction if Bryce Huff got to the mic tomorrow would be like the clip we have of they don't know who he is. I mean, that would come full circle. Be like, who?
He runs the chance because they're going to be hella sauced up. He would run the chance of an Eagles fan saying, get off the mic.
I would, my advice tomorrow, just blend in. Enjoy it.
They don't know who he is.
Yeah, you got to be there. You're part of the team. But I wouldn't make myself a story tomorrow. I mean,
you probably
yeah. People want to hear
from. What did you say, lay out?
Yeah, just.
You want to lay out on that one.
just take a deep
you
breath.
You just want to lay out, dog. No, that was what I was saying.
All right, so a couple things going on. One. I'm looking at the TV in front of me. I wonder if we're getting our answer here to the, because we had a question a few days ago, would Kellen Moore attend the parade? Well, Kellen Moore is currently in New Orleans being introduced as the head coach of the Saints. Now, here's the question.
Should have took that $2 bet. I'd have been $2 richer.
Well, does he fly back tonight for the parade?
Why would you?
Because he's part of this.
Yeah, man, listen. This is my personal opinion. It would be kind of weird. Even though he's a part of it, he's moved on. I don't think he wants to put that behind him, so I don't think he comes.
Would you go to the parade if you were Kellen Moore and you were the Saints head coach?
Hell yeah, I'd be there. But let me say this first: I wouldn't have did that. I wouldn't have did the press conference first.
You would have said, "Hey, can
we
do it Monday?"
After yes, I would have moved on from the Eagles after the parade.
Yeah, my guess is he's not going to show up.
He ain't coming.
Well, but it's also, you know what it is? It's kind of a weird look for his new fan base. Like, all right, Kellen Moore, first day on the job. What are you doing?
He going back to Philadelphia and wearing Eagles gear.
Getting drunk in Philadelphia.
Yeah, he can't do it. I don't think he does it.
Yeah, probably not. So we may have got our answer on that. Also, there's an impending retirement that is going on in the city of Philadelphia that most don't know about. Mad Mike, I guess, is this
Are you calling in now?
Hanging him up? Mad Mike, what's up?
You know what? No. And you know why I'm not hanging it up? That last booger eater of a caller. I went to the gym and I drank mimosas. No. You know what? This may be a low point, but I'm never going to go away because I'm never going to listen to booger eater callers telling me how they spent their day like a dork. And then I gotta listen to this. No.
I mean, come on.
Moron. Jalen Hurts is surrounded by a bunch
boogers,
of talent. He's basically carrying the title.
That.
And I'm not retiring. I hate this team.
The mucus is designed to stop the bacteria from getting in your body.
Yeah.
So, in essence, when you eat a booger, you're allowing the bacteria to get back in your body.
Yeah, I didn't even need to know that to know it was a bad
idea. Which Super Bowl win was your favorite, man?
2017, 2024, Mike.
Yeah, I was low for a couple days, but you know I can't let this city go unchecked. And you know what you're gonna get now, Philadelphia? 6 months of the most boring sports talk ever. Ooh, I thought we're gonna go on a dynasty.
Not if we have anything to say.
And then
about.
We got to deal with Joel Embiid, and I'm gonna be right here when this all comes back crashing down. And I'm going to be there to rub it in everyone's face.
So you're retiring for now.
I'm not
retiring
down,
from anything.
Mike.
I'm just like in Leonardo DiCaprio in Wolf on Wall Street. I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying.
All right, he's here, everyone. Buckle up. Mad Mike not retiring. Well, those rumors were false.
So the whole thing about him saying he's going to check everybody?
Yeah.
You can't. There's nothing
really.
You can say to us.
I mean,
right
your words came.
We don't
no
care.
Way.
Like,
they right, carry
so,
no
like,
way.
What you, like, it doesn't matter, right? It's going to roll off people's backs. Now, it would trigger people 3 months ago. Sirianni, Hurts, all that stuff. Now, it's not going to work. Here, we have some we have some news that contradicts our thoughts on Kellen Moore.
He coming to town?
According to some of the reporters that are following this press conference, Kellen Moore will return to Philadelphia for the parade tomorrow.
Oh, I'm committed.
If I put that $2 down,
I know you were
would have been rich.
You were peacocking around here two minutes ago.
I told you so, Douglas.
I thought I won that one. No, I didn't. I mean, I guess.
Word of advice
for a short-lived victory for you.
Yeah, it was. Not even two minutes.
If I could share a piece of advice for talk show hosts down in New Orleans, you got to come out firing tomorrow. This guy doesn't care about his new job. Half-assed in day one?
You talk about drinking in Philly? You talk about hot takey.
Get him out!
He doesn't care about us.
Uh-huh.
He don't care about us. He's still in Philadelphia. He's in love with them.
Party boy in Philadelphia on the float. Yeah, that's his problem.
He should have been out looking for a quarterback. He should have been trying to get Trevor Lawrence.
Instead, he's in Philadelphia on a parade float. All right, let's go to Terrence in Springfield. Terrence!
What's up, fellas?
How we doing, buddy?
Everybody talking all this stuff about me. Why don't they just let me live? Tell me why. Hey, man, Sirianni, he got a free pass anywhere in the hood, man, anywhere he goes right now. Sirianni can't do no wrong, man. And like you said, that was a belt-to-ass whooping the other night. Mahomes couldn't do nothing, man. And that was when I'm go get the switch. When grandma told you to go with the switch off
and pick,
the wood.
Go pick the one. Go pick the one.
You pick your own switch.
That was so disrespectful.
That's one I'm disrespectful ass whoopings, man. And it's going to be tough for the Chiefs to come back from this. But I'm going to go with the 24 team, man. This team this year, man. This is the reason why I'm going with this year's team. I feel like the 17 team, the lightning in the bottle. I feel like we had uncertainty with our quarterback. We had a backup quarterback going in, so we didn't know how Carson Wentz is going to come back, if he's going to be himself. I know he's coming off that knee injury that he suffered versus the Rams. We didn't know about the team called lightning in the bottle. So this team, we have a lot of our core intact for the next couple of years. We have our starting quarterback. So this feels a little different. And I feel like this team was dominant. It was a more complete team. Like, they fed off each other. The offense and defense complemented each other. So I feel like this team, it means more to me, you know what I mean? And to me, I feel like this team was hard to defend. It was hard to defend on defense, and I feel like our offense was hard to defend with Saquon and kind of pick your poison with A.J. Brown and Smitty Goddard and Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, they were. They had more really talented players. Like, that team was really good in 2017, really deep, and obviously the backups played a huge role. But, I mean, this team had Saquon Barkley, who was an MVP candidate. They had A.J., Devontae. Like, in 2017, we had Blunt and Ajayi and Alshon and Torrey. It was different. Aguilar was just a different group, yeah.
And, Joe, I feel like we gotta enjoy this right now, man, because we all know we hunted last year, but next year we're gonna be the team that everyone hunts for.
Of course.
We're going to get the best game from everybody. So I feel like we got to enjoy this championship. A.J. Brown, man, enjoy this, because there's going to be teams trying to tool their rosters to be us now. Because we have the roster that everybody wants to be like. So we have to get ready for that next year. So I want to enjoy this championship. I feel like next year we can reach further goals. I know A.J., hopefully that postman, he wants more. He's more hungrier. So let's hope he comes back, man. And, man, Mike, man, he really can't say nothing, man. We're the world champs, baby. What you going to say?
What are you going to say now? Terrence, good phone call. Yeah. In terms of teams hunting them next year, yeah. I mean, Hugh, I wouldn't be surprised if during the draft coverage that we see, a lot of the conversation is going to be like, well, that team's taking another old lineman because they got to block the Eagles. You know, like, you got to beat the champ.
That's how most teams are built, especially you talk about teams in our division. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if with the way that the team is playing, bolstering up their offense, probably some teams taking running backs, trying to match the running game type style. So, yeah, that's what you're looking at, definitely.
Yeah, well, and that's just the natural thing, right? Like, whoever wins, the next group and the next teams try to figure out, like, what do I need to do to beat that team? So that's going to be going
definitely.
On. Hugh, I see you eyeing in the hallway. Is lunch being poached?
No, I see. Jack don't like to wash his hands, dog. So that kind of... You know, I'm kind of leery about that.
Jack's not
a hand washer. Mm-hmm. And he's not a guy that likes, and he's in there getting food right now.
I saw Ike take a full plate.
I'm cool. Well, you know, Ike, he don't follow no rules anyway. But Jack, the one, he don't wash his hands, so I'm a little leery about that now.
Yeah, you're not passing up Del Frisco's.
No, we all know that. I'm going to suck that one up.
Yeah, that you're going to, don't lie to the audience. All right, let's go to Brian, who's up next. What's up, Brian?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Brian. What's up?
Not too much. So, I moved out of the area about a year ago. My flight was delayed last night. I didn't want to take the risk of not getting out, so I'm driving right now 6 hours back to the area. Born and raised in the Philadelphia area. So to me, being in Buffalo Bills country, I have to say this year is probably more important to me personally. Thank God for the Audacity app, listening to you guys day to day on my way to work. It's kept me in touch with local Philadelphia
sports. That's funny.
I flew back for the NFC Championship game. I scored some tickets. I went with my dad. The last time I was at a game with him was at the Vet. And I was able to spend time, with family, with my brother-in-law, my nephew. So we were there for the NFC Championship. So I think it's much different this year for me personally. I'm not in an area where I'm surrounded by Eagles fans, but the last 2 weeks, this entire year I've worked Eagles gear except for Sundays. A little superstitious. I was undefeated this year on Sundays not wearing Eagles gear. The days that I did wear Eagles gear, they lost every game this year, which wasn't many. But, again, going back now, being up here the last 2 weeks wearing my stuff, everyone's go Birds. And it was a different, changing of tides. It felt like everyone was on the Eagles side this time. But just being able to come back and celebrate, right now and super fired up. I was at the parade last time in 2017-18, coming back this time and doing it with family this time. So I think to me, I'm looking forward to the most. And I think the biggest difference, if not personally, I think, last time they were the underdogs, chip on their shoulders. This time, I think it's just really the start of something for the organization over the next few years.
It does feel that way. But if last time it felt like almost a one-off or out of nowhere, this feels like the ground floor of what could be a special run. Brian, enjoy the parade coming up tomorrow. 215-592-9494. All right, final hour for your phone calls on this. We have to figure it out. Is it 2024, 2020, 2017? Which one was more special to you? Plus, we got to play some audio of someone who seems like they want the smoke from the Eagles next year. Do we have our first big rival of 2025 picked out? All right, let's talk about it. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Tasty Cake has a treat for every John. Peanut butter fans have the candy cakes, the chocolate-coated cakes with creamy layer of peanut butter inside. You like the simple classics? Crimpers are light sponge cakes topped with rich icing. How about donut lovers? They got stuff for y'all for days. They got frosted mini donuts, powdered mini donuts, and how can you forget the delicious dipping sticks flavors? I mean, there's so many unique, satisfying treats to choose from, but that's no surprise because it's Tasty Cake. Accept no substitutes.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Some really, I think difficult questions today being asked in the Midday Show. Number one, it is our Twitter question. Which Super Bowl team was more special to you, 2017 or 2024?
Which one winning?
It's close, Hugh. 2017, 53%, 47% goes to 2024. So almost a dead split with a good amount of votes. Our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. We did have one more poll question, but also a pretty split vote, and that is it a crazy idea to wear a diaper to the parade tomorrow? That's at a 51 yes, 49 no. I mean, that's split right down the middle.
No, because there's some guys, the 49% is like, no, I'm probably going to wear a diaper. Because when you think about it.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here on this Thursday, the day before the parade. It's
the
parade day.
Parade.
Hugh, are you ready for tomorrow? Tomorrow's going to be an incredible Philadelphia day.
It's going to be a day for the ages, man. I mean, I'm excited to see all the Philadelphians that are going to be there. All the Eagles fans, man. I'm just a little jealous.
But
not going to lie.
But we are part of it, Hugh.
Not really.
Well, we are. We are.
Well, not really.
We are. We're like the soundtrack to the parade.
Well, we're not going to be able to get banged up.
We're
not going to be able to get banged
up. But we have correspondents in the field.
I want to be banged up with everybody else. I want to be singing Fly Eagles Fly.
You could do that.
Slurred speech, spelling Eagles wrong with everybody else.
You did that 2 weeks ago without being banged up.
I did do that. I want to fall asleep in the crowd. That's what I probably wouldn't fall asleep. But you get what I'm saying?
I have said over and
totally
over this week.
Totally sober. Going to be totally sober at the parade.
1 p.m., you leave the show, and you go into the crowd, crowd surfing Douglas.
I can't even do that.
I think you should. Anyway, tomorrow, we're going to be, don't forget, Assembly Rooftop at the Logan Philadelphia's Hotel, and all the parade coverage brought to you by your local Tri-State Toyota dealers. And Hugh, our friends over at Del Frisco's just showed up. Means that, Hugh, there's food out there.
I got some free.
I was wondering about that.
Look at God. They got some free food for the day. Oh, got some Del Frisco's.
Well, if we lose Hugh this segment, there's a reason why.
No, I'm watching. You know I'm watching the door because you know we got some scavengers.
You might lose me too.
We got some scavengers.
You want me to tell you what's over there? You want me to tell you what's over there? Well,
we got some steak. I know we got some steak.
Kobe strip loin, 32-ounce tomahawk steak.
Ooh.
Twice baked truffle potatoes and some lemon cake that, you know, Rhea always talks about.
The lemon cake.
Yeah. Usually when they bring the lemon cake, I take a big piece.
Yeah, I want some of that tomahawk.
Well, and tomorrow you can celebrate the Eagles Parade at Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse on 15th at Chestnut. Doors open tomorrow at 1 p.m. Enjoy the featured Eagles Victory VIP Martini, and their full menu will be available.
Oh, that's going to be packed tomorrow, too.
The parade will be on all their TVs, so hanging out at the bar, you can make a reservation for a table. Plus, they still have availability Sunday for a belated Valentine's Day, so make your reservation before it's too late in case you're behind because the whole parade thing.
Sunday.
Yep. Or you want to bring whoever you want to bring.
I'm just saying.
Bring whoever. Go Sunday. All right, 215-592-9494.
Way to go, Del Frisco's.
Yes.
Looking out for the side pieces everywhere.
Well, looking out for whoever needs to go to Del Frisco's on Sunday. Now, we appreciate them coming in and bringing us some lunch today. All right, Hugh, so before we go back to the phones here, talking about 2017, 2022, which is the one, 2024, which is the one that meant more to you and was more special. How about this? Milton Williams shared this, that the Eagles were motivated by all of the three-peat stuff from the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, they should have been.
I like that.
The coin in the phrase, three-peat. Yep. They went out and bought the patent on three-peat.
They took it from Pat Riley. Pat Riley three-peated that all those years ago with the Lakers. But, yeah, the Chiefs were all over that. I love this stuff when teams get you don't have to be motivated to win the Super Bowl anyway, but there's like a little extra. Like, you guys are already planning the celebration. We didn't even start the game.
No, that's what I heard, how Belichick got his team motivated to beat the brakes off of us.
He found the
parade route.
Yeah.
And he talked about it. Man, listen, this is one of those things where, you know, that plays directly into the adversity that the Eagles have felt all year long. And you saw that. Man, again, I can't stress to you enough. That was a man whooper, man. There was nothing. Everybody talk, oh, Big Red didn't scheme that. There was no scheme for ass whoopings. Like Mike Tyson said, everybody got a plan until you get punched in the face.
Yeah.
And you saw a face punching. So much so that Travis had. He had on this Boogie Nice outfit, and he had the nice little haircut, and he knew in that game there was nothing he could do because the Eagles were on one.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when CJ GJ was talking all that trash, it was nothing you could do. Because you know, and if you would have put your hands on it, you was going to get jumped. You was about to get whooped. So it was one of those, hey, man, you look at your clock, Joe, and say, let's let the clock run out on his ass.
Woman. Let's get out of here.
Let's just get out of here. That's it. Because like I told you, I talked to folks there, and they said, and I was like, hey, man, you know, love you guys. And guys are like, hey, man, we just got our ass kicked.
So off of that, and then we'll go right back to the phones here. We were just playing some of the closer on the mic'd up. So when I was watching it this morning, I was waiting to see if there was a breaking point with the body language and the voices of the Chiefs. I found it. So every time Mahomes got stopped with a sack or the interceptions, they did go to him and like he was mic'd up. And I felt like the first half of the game, he stayed positive. But remember the first drive of the second half when they had fourth down, I think, and they went for it and didn't get it?
Mm-hmm.
He went back to the sidelines, Mahomes, and he's like, ugh. Like you, it
he
felt,
knew it.
Yeah, it felt like there was a moment of, it's just not our
night. Back's broken.
Yeah, there was a moment where they broke him, and it was like a spiritual thing where he realized we can't do anything. We can't move the football. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones here. Curtis is in New Jersey. Hey, Curtis.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Curtis? We're doing well, buddy. What's up?
Good. So this year was super special because Jalen got to silence all the naysayers. I have special memories from actually all four of the Eagles Super Bowls dating back to when Hugh played. I know he may not remember it, but I was upstairs with the players when pregame when they were getting their hair cut. My buddy was the barber for Molly and Doogie. And Hugh and I actually rode the elevator downstairs on the way when he was on his way to the game. He had a burgundy suit on, if I remember correctly. Then the year that we won, I actually was a fan for the game. The year that we lost to Kansas City, I actually worked the game. I had row one. And this year I worked the game, and I had the pleasure of escorting the players' families on the field. So it's been a great run, and I appreciate the Eagles and Hugh and WIP for all that they do. But I'll say this year was special because Jalen got to silence the naysayers. Thank you.
Yeah, Curtis, man, good fun. Curtis got himself an experience with all the Super Bowls. He's been around them all. He even was with you, Hugh, when you got your haircut, 2004.
I don't remember. But, I mean, that's not to say it didn't happen. I don't have a
Was that Would that be a typical thing, like game day or before you get your haircut?
No.
You had hair
not
then.
For me. Yeah, I had hair, but it was starting to go.
Yeah.
The hairline was starting to back up.
Yeah, did you know it then, or you were in denial?
No, you know what's funny? And it's a picture. And you'll see it. When I got back to town, it was a little shortcut, but my hairline started by my ears.
Oh.
And I was like, dog, that's a bad look. So I cut it off. I hate that picture. As a matter of fact, it's the one that's on the Philly Goat t-shirt. I was like, out of all the pictures, y'all want to pick out. Y'all pick the receding hairline picture.
I got to order that one.
Don't do that. It was the receding, and they were like, "Hey, the picture was nice, but I was like, "Damn, they would have picked out of all the pictures of me in an Eagles outfit, they want to pick the one where my hairline is receding." Okay, I mean, you know, whatever.
Oh yeah, I found it here. Yeah, that
thing was going. You see it backpedaling. You see that thing backpedaling, man.
That hair starts way up top.
No, and then you look at the younger pictures. You see how the nice little hairline. And in that picture, that was the one where I realized, I was like, yeah, I better go ahead and
right, that one
come,
right there.
Yeah, come on home. I was like, yeah, I better come on home.
You had to at that point. All right, Violet in Virginia's up. What's up, Violet?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Violet.
How are you?
What's up, Violet?
Yeah, sorry, that's my little chihuahua barking in the background.
Oh, no worries. We have dogs
He's
barking in the show all the time.
He's excited about the Eagles win.
Of course he is.
All right, so I really struggled with which one for me. I mean, obviously, the Nick Foles was special because that whole ride was magical. But for me, it was this one. This one edges it out just because, just everything. I mean, it had controversy. It had ups and downs. The guys went through so much. Jalen went through so much. Nick Sirianni went through so much. And we rise above all of it. And for me, the other thing, too, it's going to forever be ingrained in my mind. It was just like the perfect day. Like, I got up. I went to the gym. I was freaking doing Eagles cheers everywhere. I came home. My husband and I did pre-gaming. We did mimosas. We got ready for the game. We watched all kinds of football. And, man, our Eagles just kicked some major Kansas City butt.
Yes, they did. For 3 hours, it was a butt-whooping. The best part, Violet, was how no one ever does that to Patrick Mahomes, and they did it.
And I loved it. I loved it. I loved it, loved it, loved it. And I have some guys that I would love to hear talk.
Yeah, who do you want to hear tomorrow?
I know this is going to sound really weird, but just because of everything that he's been through, I'd like to hear Bryce Huff.
Say what?
Just like you, yeah.
Want to hear Bryce? Well, I said it jokingly. I think Violet's serious.
Well, maybe she is.
No, I am serious. I like to hear like kind of off-the-cuff people. And, of course, I'd love to hear AJ, Jalen, Nick, and BG. And I can't wait to hear Nick. And you know what? And I love the fact it was so funny because they were talking about whether he was going to cry or not during the Super Bowl, during the anthem. That was not a tear-jerking type of anthem.
No. So
you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I was actually...
Like Whitney was.
Oh, sure. Oh, that was a powerful one back in the day in Tampa. Yeah, Violet, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, Sirianni tomorrow is going to be electric. He needs to have himself a time and get up to the microphone and do his thing there. And I that's the one. I mean, him, Howie. Yeah, the Bryce Huff thing. You know, the reaction if Bryce Huff got to the mic tomorrow would be like the clip we have of they don't know who he is. I mean, that would come full circle. Be like, who?
Nah, he runs the chance because they're going to be hella sauced up. He would run the chance of an Eagles fan saying, get off the mic.
I would, my advice tomorrow, just blend in. Enjoy it.
They don't know who he is.
Yeah, you got to be there. You're part of the team. But I wouldn't make myself a story tomorrow. I mean,
no, you probably
yeah. People want to hear
what
from.
What did you say, lay out?
Yeah, just.
You want to lay out on that one.
just take a deep breath.
You just want to lay out, dog. No, that was what I was saying.
All right, so a couple things going on. One. I'm looking at the TV in front of me. I wonder if we're getting our answer here to because we had a question a few days ago. Would Kellen Moore attend the parade? Well, Kellen Moore is currently in New Orleans being introduced as the head coach of the Saints. Now, here's the question.
Should have took that $2 bet. I'd have been $2 richer.
Well, does he fly back tonight for the parade?
Why would you?
Because he's part of this.
Yeah, man, listen. This is my personal opinion. It would be kind of weird. Even though he's a part of it, he's moved on. I don't think. He wants to put that behind him, so I don't think he comes.
Would you go to the parade if you were Kellen Moore and you were the Saints head coach?
Hell yeah, I'd be there. But let me say this first: I wouldn't have did that. I wouldn't have did the press conference first.
You would have said, "Hey, can
I would
we do
have
it
waited
Monday
after." Yes, I would have moved on from the Eagles after the parade.
Yeah, my guess is he's not going to show up.
He ain't coming.
Well, but it's also, you know what it is? It's kind of a weird look for his new fan base. Like, all right, Kellen Moore, first day on the job. What are you doing?
He going back to Philadelphia and wearing Eagles gear.
Getting drunk in Philadelphia.
Yeah, he can't do it. I don't think he does it.
Yeah, probably not. So we may have got our answer on that. Also, there's an impending retirement that is going on in the city of Philadelphia that most don't know about. Mad Mike, I guess, is this
calling in now?
Hanging him up? Mad Mike, what's up?
You know what? No. And you know why I'm not hanging it up? That last booger eater of a caller. I went to the gym and I drank mimosas. No. You know what? This may be a low point, but I'm never going to go away because I'm never going to listen to booger eater callers telling me how they spent their day like a dork. And then I gotta listen to this. No.
I mean, come on.
Moron. Jalen Hurts is surrounded by a bunch
boogers,
of talent. He's basically carrying the title. And I'm not retiring. I hate this team.
The mucus is designed to stop the bacteria from getting in your body.
Yeah.
So, in essence, when you eat a booger, you're allowing the bacteria to get back in your body.
Yeah, I didn't even need to know that to know it was a bad idea.
Which Super Bowl win was your favorite, man?
2017, 2024, Mike.
Yeah, I was low for a couple days, but you know I can't let this city go unchecked. And you know what? You're gonna get now, Philadelphia. 6 months of the most boring sports talk ever. Ooh, I thought we're going to go on a dynasty.
Well, not if we have anything to say.
And then we got to deal with Joel Embiid. And I'm going to be right here when this all comes back crashing down, and I'm going to be there to rub it in everyone's face.
So you're retiring for now.
I'm not retiring from anything. I'm just like in Leonardo DiCaprio and Wolf on Wall Street. I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying.
All right, he's here, everyone. Buckle up. Mad Mike not retiring. Well, those rumors were false.
So the whole thing about him saying he's going to check everybody?
Yeah.
You can't. There's nothing really. You can say to us
Your words carry
It doesn't matter, right? It's going to roll off people's backs. Now, it would trigger people 3 months ago. Sirianni, Hurts, all that stuff. Now, it's not going to work. Here, we have some... we have some news that contradicts our thoughts on Kellen Moore.
He coming to town?
According to some of the reporters that are following this press conference, Kellen Moore will return to Philadelphia for the parade tomorrow.
Man, if I
put that $2 down,
I know you were
would have been rich.
You were peacocking around here two minutes ago.
I thought I won that one.
No, I didn't. I mean, I guess.
Word of advice
for a short-lived victory for you.
Yeah, it was. Not even two minutes.
If I could share a piece of advice for talk show hosts down in New Orleans, you got to come out firing tomorrow. This guy doesn't care about his new job. Half-assed it day one.
You talk about drinking in Philly. You talk about hot takey.
Get him out.
He doesn't care about us.
Uh-huh.
He don't care about us. He's still in Philadelphia. He's in love with them.
Party boy in Philadelphia on the float. Yeah, that's his problem.
What he should have been out looking for a quarterback. He should have been trying to get Trevor Lawrence.
Instead, he's in Philadelphia on a parade float. All right, let's go to Terrence in Springfield. Terrence!
What's up, fellas?
How we doing, buddy?
Everybody talking all this stuff about me. Why don't they just let me live? Tell me why. Hey, man, Sirianni, he got a free pass anywhere in the hood, man, anywhere he goes right now. Sirianni can't do no wrong, man. And like you said, that was a belt-to-ass whooping the other night. Mahomes couldn't do nothing, man. And that was when I'm go get the switch. When grandma told you to go with the switch off
and pick,
the woods.
Go pick the one. Go pick the one.
You pick your own switch.
That was so disrespectful.
That's one I'm disrespectful ass whoopings, man. And it's going to be tough for the Chiefs to come back from this. But I'm going to go with the 24 team, man. This team this year, man. It's the reason why I'm going with this year's team. I feel like the 17 team, they caught lightning in a bottle. I feel like we had uncertainty with our quarterback. We had a backup quarterback going in, so we didn't know how Carson Wentz is going to come back, if he's going to be himself. I know he's coming off that knee injury that he suffered versus the Rams. We didn't know about the team caught lightning in the bottle. So this team, we have a lot of our core intact for the next couple of years. We have our starting quarterback. So this feels a little different. And I feel like this team was dominant. It was a more complete team. Like, they fed off each other. The offense and defense complemented each other. So I feel like this team, it means more to me, you know what I mean? And to me, I feel like this team was hard to defend. It was hard to defend on defense, and I feel like our offense was hard to defend with Saquon and kind of pick your poison with A.J. Brown and Smitty Goddard and Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, they were. They had more really talented players. Like, that team was really good in 2017, really deep, and obviously the backups played a huge role. But, I mean, this team had Saquon Barkley, who was an MVP candidate. They had A.J., Devontae. Like, in 2017, we had Blunt and Ajayi and Alshon and Torrey. It was different. Aguilar was just a different group, yeah.
And, Joe, I feel like we gotta enjoy this right now, man, because we all know we hunted last year, but next year we're gonna be the team that everyone hunts for.
Of course.
We're going to get the best game from everybody. So I feel like we got to enjoy this championship. A.J. Brown, man, enjoy this because there's going to be teams trying to – they're going to try to tool their rosters to be us now. Because we have the roster that everybody wants to be like. So we have to get ready for that next year. So I want to enjoy this championship. I feel like next year we can reach further goals. I know A.J., hopefully that postman, he wants more. He's more hungrier. So let's hope he comes back, man. And Mad Mike, man, he really can't say nothing, man. We the world champs, baby. What you gonna say?
What are you gonna say now, Terrence? Good phone call. Yeah, in terms of teams hunting them next year. Yeah, I mean, Hugh, I wouldn't be surprised if during the draft covers that we see, a lot of the conversation is going to be like, well, that team's taking another old lineman because they got to block the Eagles. You know, like, you got to beat the champ.
That's how most teams are built, especially you talk about teams in our division. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if you know, with the way that the team is playing, bolstering up their offense. Probably some teams taking running backs, trying to match the running game type style. So, yeah, that's what you're looking at, definitely.
Yeah, well, and that's just the natural thing, right? Like, whoever wins, the next group and the next teams try to figure out, like, what do I need to do to beat that team? So that's going to be going definitely. On. Hugh, I see you eyeing in the hallway. Is our lunch being poached?
I see. Jack don't like to wash his hands, dog. So that kind of, you know, I'm kind of leery about that.
This is not
Jack's
good.
Not a hand washer. Mm-hmm. And he's not, you know, he's not a guy that likes, and he's in there getting food right now.
I saw Ike take a full plate.
I'm cool. Well, you know, Ike, he don't follow no rules anyway. But Jack, the one, he don't wash his hands, so I'm a little leery about that now.
Yeah, but you're not passing up Del Frisco.
No, I mean, we all know that. I'm going to suck that one up.
Yeah, that you're going to, don't lie to the audience. All right, let's go to Brian, who's up next. What's up, Brian?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Brian. What's up?
Not much. I moved out of the area about a year ago. My flight was delayed last night. I didn't want to take the risk of not getting out, so I'm driving right now 6 hours back to the area. Born and raised in the Philadelphia area. So to me, being in Buffalo Bills country, I have to say this year is probably more important to me personally. Thank God for the Audacity app. Listening to you guys day to day on my way to work has kept me in touch with local Philadelphia
That's
sports.
Funny.
I flew back to the NFC Championship game. I scored some tickets. I went with my dad. The last time I was at a game with him was at the Vet. And I was able to spend time, with family, with my brother-in-law, my nephew. So we were there for the NFC Championship. So I think it's much different this year for me personally. You know, I'm not in an area where I'm surrounded by Eagles fans, but the last 2 weeks, this entire year I've worked Eagles gear except for Sundays. A little superstitious. I was undefeated this year on Sundays not wearing Eagles gear. The days that I did wear Eagles gear, they lost every game this year, which wasn't many. But, again, going back now, being up here the last 2 weeks wearing my stuff, everyone's go Birds. And it was a different, changing of tides. It felt like everyone was on the Eagles side this time. But just being able to come back and celebrate, right now and super fired up. I was at the parade last time, 17-18, and coming back this time and doing it with family this time. So I think to me, I'm looking forward to the most, and I think the biggest difference, if not personally, I think, last time they were the underdogs, chip on their shoulders. This time, I think it's just really the start of something for the organization over the next few years.
It does feel that way. If last time it felt like almost a one-off or out of nowhere, this feels like the ground floor of what could be a special run. Brian, enjoy the parade coming up tomorrow. 215-592-9494. All right, final hour for your phone calls on this. We have to figure it out. Is it 2024, 2020, 2017? Which one was more special to you? Plus, we got to play some audio of someone who seems like they want the smoke from the Eagles next year. Do we have our first big rival of 2025 picked out? All right, let's talk about it. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Tasty Cake has a treat for every John. Peanut butter fans have the candy cakes, the chocolate-coated cakes with creamy layer of peanut butter inside. You like the simple classics? Crimpers are light sponge cakes topped with rich icing. How about donut lovers? They got stuff for y'all for days. They got frosted mini donuts, powdered mini donuts, and how can you forget the delicious dipping sticks flavors? I mean, there's so many unique, satisfying treats to choose from. But that's no surprise because it's Tasty Cake.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.